Out of nothing, God created. Let there be light. The Spirit of God hovered over the dark void. God spoke. Darkness was broken by light. God created us to bestow upon us this blessing, that in His light we may see light. He wonderfully created us, and yet more wonderfully He redeemed us. Oh, how dark and terrifying it was when the earth was flooded. Yet on the darkness, hovering upon the face of the waters, was the ark of Noah. Outside of this ark, though, death. But in the ark was life, creation preserved that would make creation new. God's wrath over sin and the evils of mankind burned hottest when the deluge over our wickedness and perversity was poured out on the Son of Man and the Son of God on the cross. Yet how wonderful is it that the watery and wordy flood of holy baptism drowns our sins dead in the crucified Christ. We float and live new on the waters of holy baptism in the risen Christ, safe and secure in the holy ark of the church, where God's word and sacraments keep burying our sins and are making us new. Our God has sprinkled clean water upon us. He has cleansed us from all our impurity. He has put His Spirit within us. We hear and hold fast to His word. Any other place is death. Oh, how deep was the darkness over the face of Egypt. Then the angel came for the firstborn, and the wailing, how deep was that. The enemies of God suffered the loss, yet those homes marked with the blood of the Lamb have people with full bellies, with bags packed, ready to go free. No longer slaves. Chosen by God to freely love and serve Him and one another. The blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, paints the doorposts of our bodies and souls. Death passes over. It has no claim on us. We are freed from sin, freed from slavery, freed from death. We're free to live now and ever in Christ. God has chosen us. He has made us His people, and He's our God. Oh, how dark and, yes, creepy it must be to look out at a valley of dry bones, a killing field. What horrors happened there? What answer is there for all that death? Aren't we all weak and bound for the grave? Won't our bones dry out? Don't we start to feel that, even as we live? Yet by God's word, dry bones can live. God's word brings life. God speaks. The little girl will arise. The widow's son will live. Lazarus will come out. Those who die in Christ will too, and will live forevermore. The body will rise. Life is everlasting. Though flesh and bone fail, yet in my own flesh, with my own two eyes, I will see God. Write that down. Carve it in stone. Paint it in a masterpiece. Sing it in a Bach cantata, oratorio, or Alleluia evermore. We know that our Redeemer lives, and because He lives, we shall live also. From dead dry bones, even dust, God will grant flesh, sinews, muscles, skin, and breathe into us the breath of life. He made us from dust. To dust we return. And then to life, and to God we will rise and live forevermore. So, we have yet to go through the fiery furnace of death to life. But we will, most likely. The world will push us down, drown us out, tell us to be quiet. It will try to replace our high holy day with blasphemy, shame, and degeneracy. We can't and we won't bow down to this world's idols. For God has revealed himself to us. God has spared us from lies and eternal death through his own Son, who is with us through every fiery trial, even death itself. Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from wicked rulers, their burning fiery furnaces, death itself. God has delivered us from the darkness of sin, from Pharaoh, Babylon, and Satan, from bone dry death and the fires of hell. Our God will deliver us out of the enemy's hand. Our Christ is King, and he lives. He has won the victory, and he gives you the spoils. Christ has raised you up out of the prison house of sin and death. Stand firm in Christ and enjoy the life that he gives you. Amen.